Late this afternoon, the coach horn will sound at Long Island's Belmont Park for the third leg of horse racing's Triple Crown. The call to post and seven horses will be off in the Belmont Stakes. Again this year, there can be no Triple Crown winner. Street Sense, who won the Kentucky Derby, lost the Preakness just barely. But the Belmont Suspense benefits from a late entry, a filly named Rags to Riches. So it's the girl against the boys, and a filly hasn't won the stakes for more than a century. NPR's Noah Adams recorded the call to post for us during the Belmont races on Wednesday. He went there for a story that's hidden away from the excitement of the track.
John, this is a story not about the racing out front. This is about what they call the backstretch.
And that's the barn area where the horses are stabled and where the real work of racing gets done.
You bet. It's my favorite place at the track, especially early in the morning. And this story is about a child care center for the backstretch workers there at Belmont. That center opens at 5 a.m. It's still pretty dark. It's still quiet. A sleeping child, wrapped in a blanket, is carried inside. Only takes one parent to do this, and for about half the families, it's the father who comes. In the classrooms, the teachers have the small beds ready. It's back to sleep for another hour. And then breakfast, toothbrushing, and here comes the morning.
A lot of energy, a lot of voices. To us, it's a natural thing.
Ingrid Gutierrez is the director of the Child Care Center at Belmont. It's called Anna House, and it's considered a model. They get calls from racetracks around the country thinking about the same thing. At Anna House, the doors open at 5, and the day's over at 1 p.m. They start early because the training track workouts start early, and they're open every day of the week, every day of the year. Horses are always here. They always need attention. There is room at Anna House for 50 youngsters, from infants to 5-year-old preschoolers. Their parents work as exercise riders, grooms. They walk the horses and bathe them and clean their stalls. Many live nearby and push strollers to the track. Most of the jobs pay not much more than minimum wage. Inside Anna House, the kids still see horses, pictures, paintings, toys. There is even a horse on Ingrid Gutierrez's t-shirt.
I brought this shirt purposely because I know it attracts the kids. It has a horse. So when they see me, it makes them feel warm to talk to me because they see something that they like. Usually a first word that they learn, caballo or horse. And some of the kids, you ask them what they want to be. They might say a jockey or, you know, just like their parents, an exercise rider.
What's going on here?
Actually, we use a program called Handwriting Without Tears, and what it does is it incorporates manipulatives to build on their understanding of letters. So the tapping is to help them with the pronunciation. So they tap to the...
At Anna House, the staff is mostly bilingual. All the teaching is in English. One of the youngsters in this classroom, Stephen Fouche, is able to look just right out the window and see his mom at a nearby barn. And Alicia Fouche, holding the reins of a grazing horse, tells us about her older child, Claudia, a graduate of Anna House. She's now in the second grade at a local public school.
Muy buena alumna, sociable.
Claudia's mom says her daughter is outgoing, good at math, and she's not in the English as second language program because both her English and her Spanish are very good.
Bien el inglés. Y español muy bien.
On the Belmont backstretch, the workers are now mostly Hispanic, and so are the kids in childcare. Although in the morning I met Christophe L'Oreal. He's an exercise rider and assistant trainer. His daughter is blonde and named Elsa.
E-L-S-A. Yeah, I had to choose a name that was a little bit European because I'm from France and my wife is from Sweden, so we had to find an in-between name that was easy for everybody.
Elsa, will you prata svenska med mig?
No.
This is Lena L'Oreal, also a writer. We talked with the family at the barn. Elsa is now 5, and in a couple of weeks will graduate in a yellow cap and gown. Often after school, she comes to the barn for a ride on a stable pony. And when she walks past the stalls, the horses poke their noses out. They know this little girl brings peppermints. Today, Elsa's worried about one of the horses who had a bruised foot.
He had a boo-boo.
Yeah, this one had a boo-boo next door, right?
But the boo is gone.
Yep, she's much better now. Come.
Elsa's mom, Lena L'Oreal, says of her work at the track that she's living a dream.
So ever since I was 13, I've pretty much just been riding thoroughbreds. Yeah. I don't think my mother would have let me do it if she thought I was going to make a career out of it.
And, of course, it is Anna House that helps make that possible. Elsa's been there nearby for about 4 years. Anna House charges parents a weekly fee per child based on income. It could be $5, could be $25. A lot of the budget comes from donations. That's how they got the original money, from people who have done well in horse racing or just like it. One businessman gave $1 million and said, "Name the school after my daughter." The owners of Barbaro, Gretchen and Roy Jackson, have just set up a scholarship fund, $250,000, so Anna House can help the poorest of families. And so, since January of 2003, at Belmont Park on Long Island, a good day at the track includes time spent by youngsters and teachers at Anna House on the backstretch. Noah Adams, NPR News. ¶¶